Mets and Nationals, the annual morning July 4th start time with all the pomp and circumstance you would expect on Independence Day in our nation's capital as we pick up the action. Bryce Harper at the plate, 2-2 game in the fifth.
Pitch hit hard to right field. That's a base hit for Harper. Defoe turns second. He's on his way to third. The ball overrun by Bruce. Defoe rounds third. He'll come home to score. Harper digging for third. Cabrera's throw, the slide, not in time. The ball dropped by Flores. The Nationals take a 3-2 lead, and Jay Bruce will get an error there. Harper leading from third, nobody out. The pitch, curveball hit towards third, off the glove of a diving Flores, goes into left field. In to score is Harper. Murphy holds it first, and the Nationals lead 4-2. 1-2 to Murph. Edgen delivers. Swing and a liner into right field. That's a base hit. Taylor scores. Defoe rounds third. He's digging for the plate. He scores standing. Harper goes first to third. Pulls into third standing. And on at first with a two-run single. His fourth RBI of the game. Daniel Murphy. The Nationals have opened up a 9-2 lead over the Mets.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Tough day at the office for Bruce. He's down on strikes. Now the rock and the pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. And that should do it for Ross. 114 pitches, a season high by a dozen for him.
Two more bases and an extra run for Washington because of their athleticism. Murphy shoots one up the gap. That's a base hit going into right center field and all the way to the wall. Here's Harper around third. He's coming home. Cabrera will not make a relay throw. Going to second and stopping there with an RBI double is Daniel Murphy. It is 11-2 Washington, and the former Met Daniel Murphy continues to pummel his former team.
The Nationals cruise to a July 4th rout, 11-4, the final over the Mets. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins after the loss.
First of all, what happened to TJ?
Cramped up. Both legs, he just cramped up, and so we had to get him out.
Same type of thing as Cespedes yesterday with the cramping?
Pretty similar, yeah, and that's kind of why we did what we had to do this morning. Is, you know, make no mistake, even though the other guys didn't show signs of it, there's just, as you know, you saw Lobatone cramp up in the one inning. It's, you know, this kind of weather brings that up.
And with Granderson, did something change right before the
game? He tried to get loose downstairs, did some running, some stretching, and during the running program he just said, I can't get it loose, so we couldn't play him.
Terry, with Seth, what have you seen the last couple where he's gotten off to a pretty decent start and then he seems to run into a wall at some point?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it, but, you know, when you're pitching as well as he is and then all of a sudden you're starting to get, guys are starting to take better swings, you're just not hitting your spots. Because when he hits his spots, we see what happens. And, you know, he actually threw a couple breaking balls. You saw he left them up in the zone. And, you know, those guys are, you know, they got a good lineup. They'll do damage.
How hard is it right now, man for man, to compete with the Nationals?
Well, you know, Mike, if we get the guys that are, you know, in the lineup, we get Grandy and Cess back in there, you know, I like our chances. But, you know, Brandon Nimmo had a nice day today. That's, you know, so you tip your hat because you had somebody got to pick you up, and we're asking guys to, you know, hit in order and in the batting order where, you know, in some spots to drive in runs, and, you know, no disrespect to anybody out there. They're doing the best they can.
Seth Lugo pinched 5 innings but allowed 6 runs off 10 hits as he falls to 3-2 on the air. Here's Lugo talking about his performance.
I made more pitches there third time through the lineup. You know, balls up the middle of the plate, up in the zone, and good hitters are going to hit those.
Terry mentioned a couple of breaking balls specifically. Is that what you felt? There were a couple of breaking pitches that you left up?
Yeah. I think I was leaving the cutter up a lot. A couple curve balls. I threw more than I wanted that, you know, that hit the ball on the ground, but just found holes.
The Mets will look to avoid the sweep on Wednesday as they send Jacob DeGrom to the mound.